We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show on Mellis Cannon, KDK Radio. Joining us right now to discuss quite an increase in the need for and providing of emergency care in eastern suburbs is Dr. Mark Rubino. Dr. Rubino is also the president of AHN Forbes Hospital. Doctor, I know you're quite busy. I appreciate a few minutes to discuss this today.
No, I'm happy to speak with you today.
Well, let's talk about the numbers, first and foremost. What do you see there?
Well, really over the last 5 years, our numbers have increased from about 38,000 visits to our emergency department about 5 years ago to over 43,000 visits last year. And what's happened is a significant number of those patients just have had increasing complexity. They're sicker patients, they're more complicated patients. 5 years ago, we opened up our trauma program, and with the we've just celebrated our fifth-year anniversary of our trauma program, and that just has brought in substantial volume. We probably see over 2,000, I think we saw 2,200 trauma patients last year. And the thing that's interesting about trauma is that first hour of care that's like really critically important about how a patient's going to do.
Indeed.
We've had some significant events here in this area, and what's required to be a trauma program really is pretty substantial. You have to have a general surgeon in the house 24/7. You have to have an OR ready to go. You need to have a certain number of blood products. You need to have the surgical equipment ready to take care of someone. And having that trust with our emergency medical services in this community to bring us those trauma patients as they occur, whether it's a car accident on these highways, whether it's a ski injury in the resorts that we have, or even just the falls of our elderly patients in the community, we have the teams ready to go, and I've seen that work firsthand.
This may be outside the scope of that specifically, but have you noticed an uptick with respect to opioids?
We have, and it's unfortunate. You know, we're at a crossroads here with the highways. Whether it's the Turnpike or Route 22, it's a central area. And when you have those crossroads, a lot of times that's when a lot of these transactions take place. And with the increasing potency of the opioids that are out there and the users not really sure of how strong it's going to be, unfortunately, we will have those patients brought in. And we're not only are we trying to increase our ability to care for those patients, but we're really trying to figure out ways to create that soft handoff so they could have opportunities to get on alternative medications or actually go through a substance, reduction program to try to eliminate that addiction.
Dr. Mark Rubino joins us. I'm Ellis Cannon. He's president of AHN Forbes Hospital. Well, years ago, when the UPMC building went up, there was a lot of, oh, boy, this will result in somebody maybe getting knocked out or knocked down. But the reality is that these numbers are high and they're getting higher. And I wonder if it's almost like the chicken and the egg. Is that because you're there or because more people are sick? And I think you perhaps answered that by saying that there's more people that are sick across the board.
You know, the other thing that we did about 10 years ago, we started down a path that we wanted to move from community-based services to tertiary-type services.
What's the difference?
And we opened up like our cardiovascular open heart program 10 years ago. Uh-huh. We had advanced our neurosurgical component. We had really developed our trauma program. So what happens is all these services, these tertiary type services, are here in the community that we serve, and they can be taken care of here. That's something that our competition hasn't done. A lot of those patients will go downtown for that type of care.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, out of these, like, 40-plus thousand patients that we see, we admit, like, 15,000 of them. So almost, like, a third of those patients come into the house because of that level of complexity. So you're right. Our catchment area has increased, which has kept our volumes high.
Well, I've seen you quoted as saying that Monroeville has become a corridor of sorts for health care. And I guess we would end it with this, and that would be that you believe you saved a lot of lives being out there as opposed to getting people into Oakland or elsewhere.
You know, it's 5 years ago that we took care of the Franklin regional stabbing student.
Right.
And there's no question in my heart that there would not have been time for those students, three of those students, to get downtown in time for them to survive.
Sure.
And the work that was done there, and it was all because of that preparation of that trauma program, and to see that all those teams work and in place, there's no question that we have a number of young men that are around and healthy, and they would not have been.
Well, thank you so much, Doctor, for the additional insight beyond the article. Good conversation, continued best, and good luck with everything.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to have a conversation.
My pleasure. Dr. Mark Rubino, again, the president of AHN Forbes Hospital. Let's get to the NRG News Desk, where Rose Ryan Douglas is ready to go with headlines powered by NRG.
Ellis, after his arrest this morning, Julian Assange was taken to a London courtroom. The so-called gateway to Squirrel Hill at Murray and Forward Avenues sure looks different today. And President Trump, hosting the South Korean leader in the Oval Office, spoke to reporters about some issues related to North Korea. You'll hear those stories at 1:30 on KDKA Radio.
All right. Now, this may not be exactly a fit to anything, but I've had this floating around. I saw this yesterday, this general social survey. Welcome back to the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show. I'm Ellis Cannon in for Lynn. So this organization produces this social survey. Apparently it's well-respected. They've done it for four decades. I saw it yesterday. And how many times have we done shows where I said dog or cat? I mean, I go back years and years and years with this. Well, these folks, they take that question, which is basically bar talk, and then they spend a lot of time on it. I mean, to the point where they have drilled down way too deep for me, not only in this segment, but this show. But, so in 2018, for the first time, this survey included a bunch of questions on pet ownership. And it not only quantified our nation's pet population, sounds like the census for dogs, with nearly 60% of households having at least one, they made it possible to see how pet ownership overlaps with all types of factors like happiness. So right off the bat, they make this point. There is little difference between pet owners and non-owners when it comes to happiness. Okay, that probably should mean it's a full stop at that point, but we'll dig a little deeper. The two groups are basically indistinguishable statistically on the likelihood of identifying as very happy or not too happy. Now, when it comes to dog folk versus cat folk, we have a little bit different stuff. A very stunning divide emerges. Dog owners are about twice as likely as cat owners to say they're very happy, with people owning both falling somewhere in between. In other words, dog people, I use those words together, dog followed by people, are slightly happier than those without any pets. Those in the cat camp are significantly less happy than the petless. Now, at this point, I have thoroughly confused myself, and I've read this and wanted a guest on it, so I'm going to stop right there. If I understand this all correctly, 60% of houses have at least a pet. But if you have a pet or you don't have a pet, you're about even when it comes to whether you're happy or not. So if you don't have a turtle or a canary, you're in the same camp as somebody who's got a, I don't know, boa slithering by. But when it comes to dogs and cats, if you got a dog, now you're all happy. Twice as likely as cat owners to say they're very happy. I don't understand that. I mean, we have a couple of dogs. We've had cats. I love cats because of their arrogance, their self-confidence, and their lack of need for you as a human. But, you know, the other ones, they come in and make all those noises. They snuzzle, and then they roll around on the ground. You know, the dogs. They're nice, too. But who out there checks anywhere in the top 100 that their life is happier based on a dog or a cat? Now, I'm just asking. Maybe it's because you take them for a walk every day and you find the walk to be helpful and you love that walk and the dog being there makes you feel happy. I don't know. But, I mean, I guess I'm looking at a lot more serious things. Health, safety, welfare, paying bills, job, things like that. But that's what the study says. If you've got a dog, you're twice as happy as if you got a cat. And I know a lot of happy cat folk. All right. I don't know quite where this fits in. We've been talking about the Penguins a lot today. I was just on the Post-Gazette website, and they've got a story just posted a few minutes ago, a little after 1 o'clock, actually, from New York Times. Penguins co-owner Ron Burkle in talks to buy your National Enquirer. The owners of the National Enquirer reportedly in those talks, reportedly deep into those talks. Of course, that's America Media Incorporated. This is said to be a loser in terms of dollars and cents these days. And you may have noticed that, the Enquirer has been in the news a lot lately. Just an interesting tie-in because, of course, his relationship with the Pittsburgh Penguins in the owner's office. Let's take it over to Rose. He will. I just saw him in the bullpen. He's warming up the arm right now. I'm Ellis Cannon in for Lynn Hayes Friedland. Thank you so much for being out there listening to KDK Radio. Also check out kdkradio.com. Kudos to Jen Bloodworth in the newsroom for helping us out with this story. We were intrigued by it, and we're very, very happy right now to deliver on it. We're joined by Senior Vice President of Clinical Access at AHN, Kenny Oki Kroll. Kenny Oki, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This is, this really popped to me. Now, we both know that anything involving AHN, UPMC, anything like that is going to get a lot of attention, but this is so patient-oriented and a service that jumps out that, you know, we felt we needed to talk about it for a few. A free round-the-clock nurse navigation phone service. 412-NURSE-4U. It's for everyone, regardless of health insurance coverage. You could speak to a registered nurse. Tell us about it.
Yes, actually, we are very excited about this as well. This is a service that is free to the public, regardless of your insurance, regardless of whether you have insurance, regardless of whether you are a current AHN patient or not, or whether you ever want to come to AHN. And a patient can call the 412-NURSE-4U number, be connected to a registered nurse if they have a question or a concern, and be triaged. This is an excellent service, and as you may have heard from some of our other programs and services that we offer, we are entirely committed to making sure that patients can seek the appropriate care when and how they need it. And this is just one way to extend that service further to our, for example, if a patient were to call and they were concerned about whether or not they were needed to go to the emergency room, they were experiencing symptoms, they could speak to a nurse and be triaged. That nurse may be able to advise them based on their symptoms of what they may be able to try based on protocols. We have consistent nationally recognized protocols for triage. Now, again, these nurses aren't diagnosing. They're not physicians, but they can triage you based on your conditions and nationally recognized protocols. If you are experiencing symptoms that don't require immediate emergency care, but you may need to be seen by a physician, a nurse practitioner, or a physician assistant for some follow-up. If you are so inclined and want to come in, that nurse would be able to schedule you for an appointment with one of our providers. If you are experiencing emergent symptoms and need to be seen, you could be directed to the closest emergency room, of course, for that care. If that emergency room that's closest to you happens to be an AHN facility, our nurse then could actually place you in the quote-unquote virtual waiting room of an emergency room in one of our facilities so that when you arrive, they are expecting you and they know why you are coming in. So we are extraordinarily excited about this. We think it's a unique service. It is something that is not being offered here in the way that we are offering it here in the Pittsburgh market.
Kenny Oakey Kroll is Senior Vice President, Clinical Access at AHN, discussing this new 24/7 nurse line rolled out by AHN. And I just have to, again, say anyone, regardless of whether they have insurance at all or what insurance you do have, for free talking to a registered nurse. Now, I don't mean to be that guy, but is there a disclaimer or something? Because my first thought it was, wait a second. If in fact it goes too far in terms of what is offered by the healthcare provider, in this case a registered nurse, is there a possibility that could open up some liability? So is there something there that protects everybody involved?
Sure. So that's an excellent question, and I'm very glad that you asked that. So when we were developing our program, it is a nurse-supported program. So Janet Constantine, who is our clinical director, who is amazing, worked very closely with a lot of members of our team, but also with our medical director. I have a physician medical director that works with my access team, Dr. Eliaun, who is a physician at Allegheny Health Network. We also engaged Dr. Tom Campbell and his team, who is our physician director for emergency services for Allegheny Health Network, along with our nursing director, our nursing VP, and our chief nurse executive, Claire Zangerly. So we had a very well-rounded, multidisciplinary approach in terms of how we rolled out the program. And we also, of course, got advice from our compliance folks, our legal and our regulatory folks, to make sure that we were putting together a program that was sound, that we had the appropriate guardrails in place, and that we were really taking the best care that we could for patients, but making sure that we're not extending beyond the bounds of the program of what it should be.
Excellent. Kenny Oakey, real pleasure speaking with you. Obviously, a font of information, a lot of insight there. Glad to give you the opportunity to talk about this new program, and good luck with it.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. My pleasure. That's 412-NURSE-4U, AHN's new 24/7 nurse line. Of course, they had the cancer helpline. They still do. It's an expansion of that. I guess the last 6 months, that cancer helpline's averaged about 1,000 calls per month. All right. Having said that, let's turn our attention over to the latest at Augusta, where the Masters is being played. What do we have there? So I'm doing this off the top of my head. Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio, in for Lynn Hayes Freeland. And the reason I say that is because I decided a few minutes ago that I'd pack up my stuff, and I don't really have anything in front of me except for the spots and, you know, who the sponsors are and the clock. But what I just heard there from Rose, and I've always said this to you, that I learn a lot when Paul and Rose give those updates, and meeting with the South Korean president is not an insignificant matter for the United States. There is a not so subtle or nuanced effort by North Korea, according to a lot of reports and, you know, articles and so forth, to have North Korea try to wedge in a little bit between South Korea and the United States. And one of the things that I found to be particularly interesting as all the U.S. North Korea stuff was going down was the fact that it was not just two countries, it was triangular, because South Korea was increasingly a player in all this, and more particularly more welcoming of North Korea than we had seen in years past. In fact, we saw not just photo shots and things of that sort. But we also saw some policy being developed between the two. And that changes a lot. That changes a lot. And North Korea has not been shy putting out there through its propaganda system that you could do more with us over here, we're a united South Korea, or you could stay with the United States and, you know, continue to be second-class citizens and things of that sort. That's the upshot of it. So it's an important meeting for the president. And I'm glad that Rose pointed it out. You actually could find sites on the internet, news sites, that will give you an idea of what the Senate is doing today, what the House is doing today, what the president's schedule is today. I didn't get to that this morning. Otherwise, I may have mentioned it earlier. But it's a perfect time now because Rose just did. And you may remember as well when the Olympics were in Korea and you saw a lot of smiles. And that was a huge propaganda win for North Korea. But don't sleep on South Korea. They need to be strong. We need to be strong with them. And they're critical to what we're doing out there on the Pacific Rim. So let's not forget that at all. And meetings like this hopefully continue to put us in a position where we have had solid unity with South Korea over the years.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.